misleading information, or the use of supposed power inherent within crystals for healing, developing psychic abilities, spirit contact, and other New Age goals. Palm reading, looking at one's palm, the palms of one's hands to read and to tell you the future. You can go to different places of tourist attractions, and it's actually not too uncommon to actually see somebody sitting off on the side with a chair, and they have a sign, I can read your palm for however many dollars. It could look like somewhat of an innocent thing. It's not. Tarot cards, fortune telling, finding lost articles, and such like. Rune stones, those are the same as tarot cards, except they're stones. Runes are probably older than the tarot cards. They actually come out of Northern Europe, is the background of some of those. Tea leaves. And I don't want you to stop drinking tea. I'm going to explain a little bit what tea leaves is, just to help you understand what I'm referring to. The first time I heard it, I had no idea what it was either, so I started asking questions. And I remember the lady sitting across my desk and telling me, now you won't tell me that there's something wrong with doing this, will you? So I asked her where she learned it, who taught her. And after she told me who taught her, I was even more alarmed. Because I remember as a little boy, they were building a bridge in Nithburg, and the Nith River was where my mom and dad lived, was downstream from Nithburg. And while they were building the bridge, one of the workers fell in, and the water was high, and they couldn't find him. And I was just a little boy. I remember, this is probably what sticks out to me, is I remember the helicopter going along the river, searching for this body. Now, we enjoyed going back to the river flats, but when we found out that there could be a guy back there that's dead somewhere, we were scared to go back. And I remember one day my dad said that they found him. And this was quite a few days later, and I was curious enough to know how. Where did they find him? How did they know he was there? And he said that somebody went to this particular lady, and she did whatever she did, and she told them to dive in at a certain spot, and they dove in, and that's where they found the body. How'd you know that? Now I had a little more information about that lady than just that, but that was one of the main things that stood out to me. And this is the lady that taught this lady in my office how to read tea leaves. See why I was concerned? Now reading tea leaves, this is if you grow tea in your garden and you take the tea leaves and you dry them, you crumple them up, put them in a cup, you pour hot water on them, you let them brew, and you drink your tea. Now when you drink your tea, most people don't drink leaves and all. And so there's leaves, those leaf particles in the bottom of a cup. Well, this lady was able to look in the bottom of that cup after you drank the tea, and she could tell you your future. That's what I'm referring to by reading tea leaves. Now, if you grow tea in your garden and you can still use that and make your own tea, there's nothing wrong in drinking tea. I'm talking about reading tea leaves. The next one is iridology. Also comes under divination, is looking into the eyes and tell you what is wrong with you. The next one I'm going to look at is the pendulum. This one is actually very common. And that's taking any type of string, thread, chain, hair, and putting a weight at the end. And then you hold this thing up like this here, and my hand could stay totally still, which it's shaking right now, but And you could ask that thing whatever you want, and it would give you answers. There are people that have used it to find out to see if their wife is pregnant. There are people that have used it to see if they're going to have a boy or a girl. There are people that have figured out how many children they're going to have. There's people that have used it to pregnancy check their cows, pigs. There's people that have used it to find lost articles. The part I do find interesting is that if I would try to do it and it wouldn't work for me, somebody that could do it, all they'd have to do is come and put their hand on my shoulder and it would work. This does open the door wide open to the enemy. In fact, this did happen in my office, and that is, sometimes I work with demonic situations that can get pretty rough. Sometimes demons do speak out. I'm not going to go into a lot of that because I don't want to scare you. But there was one time when a demon did speak out, and there was no doubt in my mind it was a demon because of some of the other stuff that was coming out. And we were working on evicting this demonic presence. When all of a sudden I heard these words, "This person is mine. They were dedicated to me in the womb with the pendulum. And I'm here to tell